I thought I was anxious before I started. Now I'm worse. But thank you, Lord, for this opportunity today, Father. Father, you are just showing me what I have right here written down is exactly what needs to be said. And Father, I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Margaret always asks us for a title for our sermon, and my title today is Timing is Everything. Timing is everything. You know, I was sitting watching the football game last night, and how many times have I seen, you know, these guys, and they're all ranting and ruining. This is our time. This is our time. This is our time. Well, it is our time. It's our time in Jesus. That's what it is. But I got to looking through some stuff, and I came up with three scriptures, and I'm going to read all three of them, and then I'm going to say something about each one of them. And I think it goes with timing. The first one is Mark 5, 25 to 29. And it says, and a woman was there who had been subjected to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt it in her body, and she was freed from her suffering. Second one is John 4, 7 through 10. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, for you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. And the third one is John 5 through 9. One who was there who had been an invalid for 38 years, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. And at once the man was cured, picked up his mat, and he walked. And I got to think, in all three of those situations, they were people, just regular people, living their lives, going about their own time. The first one, the lady with the blood, she'd been dealing with that for years, 12 years. Think about that. 12 years, day after day, the same situation. The same situation. You know, you wonder what was going through her mind. Am I ever going to have, you know, anything ever going to happen? But then, it was Jesus' time. It was God's time. One day, Jesus comes walking by. Think about that. You're struggling and all your stuff, and one day Jesus walks by your house. And you think, if I just can get close, if I can get close, maybe, something good will happen. Something good will come out of this. See, it wasn't her time anymore. It was Jesus' time. It was God's time. That's the crux of what I'm talking about here. We can live our life any way we want to live it. That's because we have free will. May not be always a perfect life. That's fine. We may be going through lots and lots of struggles. That's fine. But you know, when it's God's time to change our life, to put it in a spiritual situation rather than a human situation, a natural situation, what happens? When she heard that Jesus was walking by and she wanted to just touch his clothes, she had to have faith, number one, that if she could, she would be healed. Number two, she had to believe it. You know, you can have faith, but sometimes you can't believe it. And she had to trust and have the willingness to go and do it. She had to have no fear to go out her front door and go chase Jesus down as he's walking by and touch his clothes. That was God's timing. See, he gave it to her right there. He saved her right there on the spot. It wasn't just the stopping of the blood. It was the awakening of her soul. That's what happened in that situation. It was all in God's timing. Timing is everything. What if Jesus wouldn't walk by that day? She might have had another 12 years of exactly the way she was. But she didn't. See, that's what it is. We want to have Jesus. Sometimes we're afraid to have it because we're afraid what really might happen. But we need to be in the Spirit. We don't need to be in the natural. We need to be walking in the Spirit. And that's what this scripture said. She needed to be walking in the Spirit rather than thinking about the same thing over and over and over again. Has anybody in this room done that before? Over and over again. But she turned it over to God by walking out the door and touching his clothes. The second one Samaritan woman, I thought, now, this is a woman who probably had been going to that well every day at the same time forever, doing the same thing every day. And then she'd probably met who knows how many people at that well if she was going every day. Her timing was, that's what it was. That's what her life was. This is what I got to do. It's 10 o'clock, I got to go to the well. But what she didn't know, that when she went to the well at 10 o'clock that day, there was somebody there that was going to change her. And that was God waiting, that was Jesus waiting to change her life. Now, her natural instincts were, why are you even talking to me? Because Samaritans and Jews don't even talk to each other. Have you run across that before? Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not going to talk to him because he's this, and I'm not going to do that, you know. But Jesus was there. And when he told her what he was going to do, what do you mean living waters? She didn't understand. But when he started telling her about her life and he knew everything what was going on, all the things that was going on, she realized this was not the same. How can this guy know everything about me? How can this Jew, who shouldn't be talking to me to start with, know everything about me? But he did. And what did he give? He gave her living waters. Right there. He instilled his Spirit into her life. Just like he has instilled his Spirit into my life, and he's instilled your guys' Spirit. You know, we were talking at Sunday school today, and I was talking about the thing I saw down at Auburn University down in Alabama, the other day where they baptized 200 people, 200 students in one day. Those 200 students probably, when they left their house that day, probably had no idea that they were going to be baptized, that their life was going to change in an instant because Jesus Christ's time, God's time, was now, not their time. They might have been believers. They might have been new Christians. They could have been older Christians. Who knows who they were? I don't know. But how did they know? How did they know that their life was going to change that quickly? But it did. And they became, they knew, they gave their life to the Lord. Now, do they know what all that entails? Probably not. I didn't either. I thought I did, but there was a lot more to it than that. But, you know, we were also talking in Sunday school today about the simplicity of God. And that's the truth. It's simple. I've said it up here more than once. The whole thing with the simplicity of God is my relationship to God. Nothing more, nothing else. That's what the simplicity is. I don't have to worry what Clyde's relationship is, or Sean and Robert and Justin, or Frankie and, you know, or anybody else in this room. The only person I have to worry about is me when it comes to my relationship with God. And when I'm doing that, I'm walking in His Spirit, because then I'm free. My problems don't become as big because I understand that in His timing, all things are going to come out okay. Oscar just prayed for Sean, for his family to get over here. In God's timing, they'll be here. I believe that 100%. And I believe it's going to be a whole lot sooner than later. I believe that God put you guys in this church to gather a group of people, of prayer warriors, to pray for your family and get him over here. And I believe God's timing will never be wrong. It'll never be wrong. You know, we've sang the song 100 times in this church. You know, you may not come when you want him, but it'll always be right on time. Well, he will be on time. He'll be on his time. But I believe truly that will happen. And I believe that's exactly what happened in these first two instances, that these people were just living their lives every day like everybody else. And all of a sudden, God's timing said, now. It's you. You're the one today. You're the one I'm going to pick on today. Except he wasn't picking on him. But he said, you're the one I'm going to show what life is all about. And he did. He came right to him and showed him exactly what it was all about. That they could believe in the Lord, they could trust the Lord, and they could learn to be willing to follow his will. And that's timing. I know before I was saved, I thought I was rolling along pretty good. I knew God. I was coming to church every week. My wife got me coming here to church after I hadn't gone in a long time. I thought I was rolling along pretty good until I can remember sitting in the back of a church, a little church that my friend was the pastor of, and they were having a revival. And I can remember sitting in the back, and the Lord said to me, I'm talking to you. And I'm going, you. He's talking to me. And I knew he was talking to me. And there was nothing I could do to stop it. And I started crying, and I didn't want to get up, and I started crying more, and I didn't want to get up, and I started crying more, and I started shaking, and I didn't want to get up. And finally, I had no choice. And she'll tell you, I had no choice. I ran up to that altar and got on my knees so fast. But that was because God knew that that was, at that point in my life, His timing was for me to take the next step. And that's what we need to do, take the next step. He'll show us the next step. The third guy, the invalid, that guy, what do you think of that? What do you think of that guy? He's 30 years invalid. They carry him out on a stretcher or whatever they did back then. They lay him on the wall of the pool, and he lays there all day for 38 years, hoping that somebody will shove him in at just the right time. And it doesn't happen. You think he had a really exciting life? You think that guy was, all he could think about was his troubles? I'm sure that's what he thought. That this is never going to happen. I'll never be able to fall in the pool and get healed. And what happened? All of a sudden we were a busy day at the pool, and who walks by? And says, hey, you want to get up? You tired of doing this? You want to get up and go walk away? What would you think he said? It says here he said, yeah. But if it was you, what would you think you would have said? Are you talking to me? I've been here for 38 years, man. You think I can get up right now and go? I can't do that. Do you want it? But the guy said, he had the courage and faith enough to say yes. Yes. And then when Jesus said, pick up your mat and go, I mean, personally, I don't know if I could have done that. I think I might have been so afraid after laying there for so long to even attempt to do it. But he did. Well, that's a good point, Randy. but you know something? He had the faith and he believed it, and he had the willingness to get up and go. And then everybody's yanking on him because how in the heck did you get? How did that happen? Did you go in the pool? No. Why not? What happened? Someone came by and told me to get up and take my mat and walk, and I did. He didn't even know it was Jesus. He just thought it was somebody walking by. Once he realized, he knew, well, what happened. But I guess the point is, we can go through our life all we want, doing all the things we'd like to do and enjoying our life. And even if we are true believers, which I believe everybody in this room is, there's going to come times in our life where those things that are struggles for us are so out of our control and out of our crux that the only thing we wait for is Jesus' time to come and fix it. And if we have the faith and the trust and the willingness to believe that all those things can happen, they will happen. They may not happen the way you want them, but something will happen. God's life will be injected into those situations in ways that we'll never understand. See, our duty is to have the faith to believe it, and trust that it'll believe it. And I just saw those three people and I thought to myself, of all three of those people, were going through things that they never thought that they would be good, you know, they would ever end. They were going through things that they thought never would end. And I can relate to that. I've gone through some things in my life that I thought would never end. And even before I knew the Lord, they did end. And after I had the opportunity to look back, after I come to the Lord, to look back on my life and see things that happened in my life that happened for no other reason except it was all in God's timing. And there's a lot of them. A lot of them. So I'm going to say today, be aware of your time with the Lord and treat it with extreme care. Extreme care. And be grateful that when you're those things that we're going through and God starts moving in them, that we're aware that He's the one moving in them. Because once we become aware of it, because, you know, sometimes we can take things for granted. But once we become aware that God's moving in it, in those situations in our life, I'd just be thankful. I thank God every morning that I can get up and go out and do things that I like to do. Thank Him every day for another day. And I thank Him every night for the day I just had. Because though, you know, that sounds like a small thing, but it's things that I'm thankful for because, you know, God's got me standing here. I don't know why He's got me standing here, but He does. But He gives me the opportunity to say some things once in a while, and, you know, it's His time. When He wants me to say it, I want to be obedient. I want to be obedient to what He has me to say. And if I can do that, I'll do that. Every time. So the Rolling Stones used to have a song, it was "Time is on your side." Yes, it is. Well, natural time is not on your side. But spiritual time is on your side. And God only knows that the Rolling Stones could have used some spiritual time. But God's timing is on your side. Let's accept it. Let's enjoy it. Let's be grateful for it. And let's just relish it. And let's just take every day and relish the opportunity we have to spend with Him and keep thanking Him for the things He's done in our life. And look forward to the things He's going to do in our life, in His timing. Because He's going to still got lots of things to do in each life in this room. Each life. And He's going to do them. And when He does, let's jump up and down and say, "Hey, thank you, Lord." So, I'm sorry. I can't thank Him enough. I can't give Him enough praise for what He's done in my life. And as I look at all the situations, if I had to try to do them in my own time, every one of them would have been a mess. Every one of them. And I thank God that I've learned to just wait on Him and trust that He's going to work it out, whatever it might be, but it'll be okay. So timing's everything. Be aware of it. Be aware of everything that God's moving in. And bless all everyone in this room. Because I believe that the timing and all of a sudden, there's been a great move in this church and since you guys have come. And it's going to get greater. And I believe that God's timing is just involved in each part of it, every inch of it, every speck of it. And I just am so grateful for it. Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Father, just to say these few words that I had to say today. Lord, I may have stumbled through them, but that's okay. Lord, but I know that in your timing, all things will work out okay. It'll work out for my good. And Father, you know, give me the strength and the courage to accept what your outcome is and certain things going on. Whatever it is, it may not be exactly what I want, but just accept it and trust it and believe that it's all good. And I give this all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.